Hey everybody, this is Alex Boyd, just chatting with these lovely ladies at the VRO. Make sure to come back and listen.
I am lost for words. I just stand here shaking. You are never gone when I'm without you. Yeah, your abandoned purse and my incessant pacing are all I need to know. How I miss you. The way you shine so bright, girl, you could be my lighthouse, illuminating my ride. Oh, my one need to ensure my freedom, but now I need something more, like everything we had before. Fire burning, does someone comfort you when you've been hurting? I have lost my thirst for all deliberating. What is mine is yours for the taking. The way you shine so bright, girl, you could be my lighthouse, illuminating my route. Oh, my one need to ensure my freedom, but now I need something more, like everything we had before.
And welcome to Bands on the Rise on the VRO. It is Wednesday, March 10th, 2010, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your hosts for tonight are myself, Jess, and Amy. Are you there, Amy?
Hello. Yes. Hi, everyone.
And Angie.
Hi.
For those of you that are new to the VRO and Blog Talk Radio, you can join us in the chat room by registering for an account with the Blog Talk Radio. You will probably need to go back to the homepage for BTR and click register, and then you can feel free to join us after they've verified your email. Come back into the chat room and participate in the chat. It's a real fun time. You won't be sorry. And tonight we have a guest with us that I think you'll really like. This gentleman is no stranger to show business, but he is just getting his solo music career started. We are pleased to have Alex Boyd with us on the VRO tonight. Welcome, Alex.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We're good. Andy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, just checking.
I'm not to talk over people.
It's okay.
But I'm here. I'm listening. Yeah, we. I would. It would not be fair of me to take credit for finding Alex. Did not find him on my own. A very dear friend of mine named Becky.
Becky.
She's not listening. As a matter of fact, I just texted her. I'm like, hey, where are you? She is on her way home from church right now, actually. But she is the one that introduced me to his music. And Becky is on her way. She can only go as fast as her mom can drive, she said.
Oh, we miss you, Becky.
So she will be here just as soon as she possibly can. And I'm really looking forward to her getting to actually to hear you and to possibly for her to call in.
Do you guys know who turned her on to it?
I cannot remember. For some reason, the name Nikki is sticking in my head, and I cannot...
Mickey. So is she from Michigan?
No, she's in Philadelphia.
Interesting.
Mickey, so I'm not exactly who it is, but I'm sure she will tell me.
If it's the Mickey that I think I know, I really only know one Mickey. He went to boarding school with me at Interlochen Arts Academy, the school that I told you about where...
Right. Now, this is a woman. This is a woman, so... I don't know. She'll tell us, and if she doesn't, then I'll text her, and I'll find out, and I'll tell you for sure. But, yeah, I'm glad that whoever it was had – I don't know if she had heard you somewhere or if it's someone that you knew personally. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I guess not. The Mickey that I know is a guy, so.
Okay. Well, we'll find out.
All right, cool.
Yeah. But anyway,
so
welcome.
So tell me what's going on.
Oh, just hanging out, talking to this guy.
Right?
Uh-huh. I said, we're just hanging out, talking to this guy. But anyway, well, we read over the bio, and I was really interested to find out that you've actually been in the business since you were 9 years old.
Yeah, I started a long time ago. My brother was the guy that inspired me to do it. I remember being really young and going to his high school plays, and he happened to be the lead quite often. And, you know, of course, he was my Superman. So I started doing some regional theater, musical theater type stuff at about 9. And then by the time I was 10 or 11, I think I was sitting on the couch watching TV with my mom. And I saw this commercial for this thing called Showbiz Kids. I'll never forget it. And it was a convention that they were holding at some hotel that was maybe 30 minutes from our house. And it was your opportunity to bring your kid in and see if they could be a star. So, of course, I begged my mom to take me in. And, you know, she certainly wasn't a stage mom. They didn't push me to do any of this. I just knew early on that this is what I wanted to do. So we went in, and, of course, I read a little commercial script for them so they could see how I'd read on camera, and did a couple of shots. And they sent these headshots out to all these agents and managers up and down the East Coast. And we didn't hear anything for maybe 6, 8, 10 months or something like that. And
wow.
out of the blue we get a call from this woman named Donna. If you're listening, Donna, I love you. It's been too long. She was my first manager, DM Management, and I just started booking like crazy. All these toy commercials, you know, spots on guest spots on soap operas like The Guiding Light, had the opportunity to workshop on a Broadway play called Adventures of Tom Sawyer. So I was doing all kinds of stuff. At 13, I was in a movie with Bruce Willis called The Broadway Brawler, where I played a young Danny Baldwin. That movie didn't actually get released, unfortunately, but I did get a lot of
experience. I was going to say, I didn't recognize that, and
Yeah, Maura Tierney was in it. It was about these hockey players, these kids that were hockey players that grew up to be cops, I guess. Anyway, I played ice hockey all my life, so that was the role that I played, was Danny Baldwin as a kid. And, it was fun. It was a really good experience to be on set, but by the time I guess I must have been 13, 14, I realized that the music was my strongest suit, and that's what really turned me on the most. So I went to a high school called Duke Ellington School of the Arts in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., where I started classical voice. This was my first introduction to classical voice. And while I was there, I had the opportunity to work with Debbie Allen. She was holding an audition there. And she put me on in her first show called Soul Possessed at the Kennedy Center, where I had a small role. And then the follow-up show she did was called Dreams, where I had a lead. That was like my first big lead at like a real big theater. I must have been 13 years old. And then from there, for my third year of high school, I went to Interlochen Arts Academy. The people at Duke Ellington, they said that, and by no means am I patting myself on the back, but they were like, you know, if he wants to really take this further, he should go to this school because we've given him all we can really give him. So I went and auditioned at this school called Interlochen Arts Academy in northern Michigan. It's in the middle of a national forest. It sits on a lake. It's really a gorgeous campus. It has, every year there's 400 students from about 60 nations around the world. So it was a very drastic change for me going from an inner city school where there may have been five white kids in the whole school to literally like a preparatory academy where we had to wear uniforms. And like a lot of the kids could barely speak English because they're like, you know, fresh from Japan to come study cello. Yeah, it was an interesting experience, but not one that I trade for the world. And then after that, when I graduated, I came back home to the East Coast for a couple of months, and there happened to be an audition for a show with Debbie Allen, whom I hadn't seen in years because I was at boarding school. It was in New York, and it was for a show called Fame, and eventually I made it onto the show. That's what brought me to L.A., and I've just kind of been here ever since, kind of grinding and... As I said, you know, I've done a few commercials out here, a couple of independent movies. One of them is called Carla, which stars Laura Prepon from That 70s Show, the redheaded chick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a nice supporting role in that. I think it's playing on Lifetime right now. But
I was actually going to ask you a question about that. You did a little part in Carla, and you did a part in Lost Signal. Those are both based on true stories, right?
I think so. I mean, I know Carla is. I'm not sure about Lost Signal. That was an interesting shoot because it took place in Lake Tahoe during the winter season,
mm-hmm.
and they had us up at the top of this mountain where there was, like, no cell phone reception anywhere. And we're staying in this really beautiful log lodge in a town of, like, maybe 50 people, something like that. It was really remote. So we had fun for a couple of weeks just running around the snow and shooting, so it's cool.
Sounds beautiful.
I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
You did mention that you know, you started doing commercials back, you know, when you were well 9, 10, 11, and then you started studying classical music when you're about 13. When did you actually realize that you could sing? Did someone tell you, or did you just kind of like, oh, hey, singing in the bathroom and you know,
kind of something
I always
just did it. I mean, from really, really early on, I guess maybe I was three, and
okay.
I was singing Sesame Street. And my mom,
mm-hmm.
she's a nurse, so she's very well studied on, you know, human growth biologically. And I guess I was so on pitch, she was like, you're not supposed to be able to do that at three. So
yeah.
it was kind of something that I had, you know. Everybody's got their own thing growing up that sets them apart, and that was my thing.
That's awesome.
Okay, cool. Now you, I'm sorry, I keep jumping on Angie.
No, go right ahead.
You're not just a singer. You actually started to be an opera singer. So, where did that change over to jazz, pop, blues sort of come in?
I always wanted to be Frank Sinatra. From a very early age.
Cool
I'm not
guy
sure
to be.
If it was so much his voice. I mean, his voice is great, but I think it was just who he was and his presence and, like, what he represented. He's kind of a badass, you know? And I wasn't really very popular in school. Didn't have that many friends, and, you know, I was kind of a late bloomer, so I was always a fat kid. And,
I don't believe that for 1 minute.
You should see pictures. It's pretty hilarious. It's hilarious.
Yeah, you should post pictures on your Facebook.
Yeah, I should talk about it.
Yeah,
but,
he's trying to get a record deal, Angie.
well, we've got some heavy interest from some big hitters. We're excited. But yeah, I always wanted to be Sinatra. So early on, I was into that. I would, you know, dress up in the suits and whatnot. And my earliest recordings were actually about 13, or no, maybe 14. It was freshman year of high school. And they were some jazz standard covers. So the reason that I went into studying classical is just because I guess when you have a classical foundation, as far as your technique goes, it's, you know, you can really sing anything. And that's proven to be the case for me, you know, throughout my career. I've switched to so many different genres that my head was spinning at one point and I didn't know who I was as an artist. You know, do I do jazz? Do I do rock? Am I doing something like Justin Timberlake, or am I going more Black Soul direction, D'Angelo? Am I punk rock, or should I go classical? I could do all of it.
And yeah, I do.
You know, I've done recordings in all of it that I felt, you know, stood up with some of the best. But nothing really sat right until I started working with my producer now, Andy Rose. And when we went to the studio, we just said, we're not coming in with preconceptions. We're not going to say we're going to do this type of record. We're going to do a record that makes us feel good. And we're going to make tunes that make us feel the way we want to feel. And we stayed open. And there was a really hard process for me in the beginning because I was so used to working with producers that would just, like, slap a sound on me. You know, they'd have the tracks all done and, you know, I'd go in and just write the vocals and the whole thing would be done in like 24 hours. But there was no soul in it. There was no heart in it. We didn't really take the time to like hammer out all the kinks and make a piece of art that could stand the test of time. So Andy taught me how to do that. And it's changed me forever in the most positive ways. I can't thank him enough for it because we've worked these tunes out to the point that nothing bothers us. And I feel like we have, you know, strong enough ears that if nothing's bothering us about it, then it's probably true with everyone else that listens to it. So, I'm having a great time working with Andy. And it seems to me that when we listen to it, at least the stuff we've done so far, it's representative of all of those genres that I mentioned.
Right.
You know, you can hear sometimes in certain points when I belt a high note, you can hear classical training. There's definitely a soul influence to it. There's definitely a jazz influence to it as far as when Andy's soloing on piano. The choruses are big, like rock choruses. So that was my natural output with him.
Well,
and
it works. You've got an awesome equation, and it just absolutely works. And you can definitely tell the training that's in there. It's not just some kid trying to make it big. You've really got the talent, and I'm glad that you're out there doing what you're doing and trying to introduce something else out there because it sounds great.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thankfully, we've gotten some pretty much unanimous positive responses across the board. Everyone of the labels we wanted to meet with, they are taking meetings with us, and they are all really excited about it. But we got to get this internet presence bumped up.
We're hoping to help you out with that.
Thank you.
We want to play another one of your songs, and this one is actually of the five that I've heard. I think I really like this one. I hate to pick favorites. This is the one that I like in my car on the way to work in the morning. One day at a time.
Oh,
and
nice.
Tell me what inspired you with that one? Where did that one come from? And then we're going to play it.
Well, when you're writing songs, there's really one way to go about it. And a lot of the time, the best ones kind of just come to you, you know? And I was in the studio, and Andy was playing this piano lick, and I was sitting next to the piano while it was the Rhodes he was playing. And I just started singing this hook. One day at a time, I will love you. Ah, la, 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 la. So we didn't necessarily have lyrics other than one day at a time, and we had this great melody for the hook. So we kind of built the song off of that. Other times I may have an idea and I say, look, I want to really talk about this. This has been bothering me, or this has been making me happy. let's do a song like that. But this happened to be the one of those that just kind of channeled its way to us. So.
Well, great. Well, let's play it, and we'll let everyone in the chat room hear it. And while y'all are listening, y'all be thinking up some questions and ask those in the chat room, and we'll be sure to pass those along to Alex, and hopefully he'll answer them for us.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Okay, everybody, for your listening pleasure, this is Alex Boyd, One Day at a Time.
A summer evening in your warm embrace. No one else around for miles. The moonlight kisses fall upon your face, and I think that we can make it if we try. One day at a time, I will love you, and I've made up my mind. I will stand up for you. Someday you will see a child sharing my eyes, wearing your smile. And even after we are old and gray, we'll take a look around and see the light we've found today. One day at a time, I will love.
That song is, I love that song. I think I agree with Angie on that one. I was talking to Angie and Amy in our little private chat here so we get all our ducks in a row. And I'm not sure how you're going to take this. So take it in the spirit in which it's given. Is that I was just saying, I'm like, wow, this song would be like a great wedding song. You know, like one of those songs that they play ad nauseum on the radio because it's just such a great song. Usually in the summertime, so I could totally see that happening.
Nice. I hope so.
Again,
by the way, for you guys who are listening, that's up for free download along with the first one you heard last night. I think has it gone on my MySpace yet? Because last time I checked,
I think it is on your MySpace. And your MySpace, if I'm correct, is myspace.com/AlexBoydMusic, and that's B-O-Y-D. So it's all one word. Go ahead.
You can also get it at the this site called SoundCloud. It's pretty cool. I just discovered it because I'm searching music blogs, trying to get some guys to write about these tunes. There's this place called The Hype Machine that is a collection of the 1,000 best music blogs in the world. And they feature them. I guess they change every couple of hours or something like that. And a lot of these bloggers use this site called SoundCloud because you can have this thing called a Dropbox on your profile where people can come drop off songs to you to check out. So I found it, and it also happens to be a cool place for artists to put their music up for quick and easy download. Like a lot of these places, you have to go make up a profile, and that could be a pain in the ass for some people. So at this site, you can just go to this person's profile. You don't have to join the site. You can download the music right off of the site in MP3 format. I just think it's pretty efficient. It's pretty easy. So check that out, too. It's there's no www. It's just http://soundcloud.com/AlexBoydMusic. And you can download by pressing the little down arrow next to the part of the player that says add set.
Well, I'm really going to have to check that out. That sounds
like
a really
cool
site. Yeah. And
can I just give a shout out to my friend Dennis in Australia who's listening right now?
You can do whatever you like.
Dennis is a producer that I've worked with a little bit before I started working with Andy. Does some really just top shelf production with dance and hip hop type stuff. He's based in Sydney, Australia. And he goes by the name So Flawless. So check him out on MySpace if you guys are looking for a good producer for that kind of genre and you're a good singer. Make sure you're good, though, because he doesn't work with any BS, I can tell you that much.
Now, we did give out your MySpace page. You have a Facebook page as well. That are you currently verified? I know there was a message on there that was saying that you were still waiting to get verified. But
No, it's verified now. The music player is up for sure.
Okay, great. So your Facebook page, what's the URL for that? Do you know?
I'm
sure Andy does it.
Let me try something right here, because
okay.
I think if you do facebook.com/AlexBoydWorld, that it might come up. Let me see.
Yep, that's what it is. I've got it up right now.
Perfect. Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
So
that's
actually, I'm not sure if that's the URL for my
music
page.
Yeah, that's not your fan page.
That's the personal page. But anyway, you guys can just search me and look for my musician page.
Okay. And so what we need everybody to do is tell your friends' friends to go check him out on MySpace and Facebook, download the music, listen to it on MySpace, get the word out there, because we want to hear Alex on the radio. And, national radio, big time. Played over the summer, all over the place, you know, at the shore, on the beach, all over.
But more importantly, I want to come see you guys. So I got to get on the radio first to have a reason to come tour. I need to get out of L.A.
Right. Now, that's another question. Do you like – some people only like doing studio work. That they get really nervous in front of a live audience. Do you have a preference? Do you like to be in front of a live crowd, or do you like to be –
what I'm born for. I literally get depressed if I go a stretch of, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 months without performing. You can see a significant change in my demeanor. Like, I really, that's where I thrive. I feel just as good about being in studio, specifically since I've been working with Andy, because we've landed on this sound where that's really me. I'm not putting anything on. You know, what you hear is what you get. And I feel really lucky to have finally found that position, because I know how hard it is to be an artist, finding yourself and trying to be all these different things. So anyway, I like them both, and I'm ready to get on tour.
Real quick, I just got to jump in there. My friend Becky, the one that introduced me to your music, just made it into the chat room. So, Becky, well, she said, and I asked her, how did you find it? She just said, from someone that met you in L.A.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she said. So hopefully she will answer the question because she'll be able to hear this, I hope. And then she can tell me. She's just writing. She just said that she and I are friends with Dan, is all she said.
Oh, yeah. Dan went interlocking with me as well. Yeah, Dan Grobner.
Yeah, okay. But at any rate, now, okay, we talked about your Facebook page, and we talked about I put up the link and everything in the chat room. One of the things that's on that, and I told you last night I was going to ask about this, you did an entire photo shoot with a black eye, and a lot of those were really, really creative. You had your face turned, and you had really creative lighting, but you took some pictures with the black eye, and you posted them. So you know I'm going to ask, how did you get a black eye?
Defending a girl.
Get out of town, really? Seriously?
Well, it was pretty interesting.
Oh, my gosh, every girl in the chat room is in a swoon right now.
How chivalrous. Get in a bar.
I was at a club with a friend of mine named Makad Brooks. I don't know if you guys watch True Blood or if you've seen The Deep End on ABC, but
yes.
He's one of the actors on there. On True Blood, he plays Eggs. He's a ripped black dude.
Yeah, we've been trying to get him on forever, actually.
he's pretty much my best friend in the world.
Awesome.
And he's always working, so I don't get to see him too much, which is a bummer. But anyway, I'm out with him at this club called Guys and Dolls in Hollywood, and I had that same suit on that's in the photo shoot, which is now my lucky suit, and I'll explain why in a minute. And a couple of other friends that are actors. So of course, we're already feeling like a little rat pack, you know, at this place called Guys and Dolls, which is perfect. And we're talking to these girls, and there's a couple of guys that are just getting rowdy and, like, spilling drinks on them. And I'm, you know, very calmly mentioned to one of them, will you lower your glass? It was a martini glass. You know, you can spill martini glasses really easily. And he was holding it right over this girl's head. I was like, bro, relax. It's spilling on people, you know. And I didn't, you know, he was cool about it. And then 10 minutes later, I feel somebody push me from behind, and it's him and two of his buddies. And one of his friends starts to come at me with his cocktail glass. And he's, like, going to hit me in the face with it. And I push his arm out of the way, and I punched his friend. And then I got hit once. And the next thing I know, we're all getting kicked out.
wow.
So that's what happened.
Thank you.
Yeah, and when I left, I went next door to this place called Jerry's Deli, where I, because of the black eye, struck up some conversation with a girl that I ended up dating for a little while.
Oh,
pretty funny.
Wow. Well, it's a great photo shoot, and that's a great story. That's awesome.
That's a badass look for Alex.
Yeah. I have to go through those pictures.
The photographers that I met, actually, who took those shots, they're art students. They're 18 years old, and they're just super, super talented photographers. And that stuff was all done with no lighting. Just wherever the natural light was, so they obviously had to modify their cameras and their equipment. A lot of it was in my place. Most of it was outdoors downtown in L.A., you know, a few blocks from my house. Their names are John Hale, Easton Shira, and Jordan Elliott. And they saw me at this place called Kohl's, which I guess is kind of an old-school-looking bar downtown that has, like, mahogany walls, like old wooden walls, and I'm sitting out on this sidewalk that looks like a, you know, the sidewalks in New York where it actually drops down a couple feet on the inside, like closest to the building, and maybe there's like a cafe,
right?
Something like that. So that's what it was like. I was sitting on that area, and I saw these two kids. They looked like they could have been in Prince's crew. They all had the craziest outfits on, which I thought was cool. And one of them had a camera around his neck, and he comes up to me and says, hey, I'm an art student. Would you mind if I took some shots of you? And I said, well, funny you mentioned that. I was in studio last night with my producer, and he was talking about how much we should get some art students to shoot this black eye. So
that was kind of the world sending it to us because we asked for it. And it's funny, it happened so quickly, and I just struck up a great relationship with those guys, and definitely will continue working with them.
Well, it has a really 40s blues jazzy feel to it.
Cool.
Being and the dark, it just
definitely
feels,
Rat Pack, definitely Rat Pack.
It feels very
old. Yeah, I've
old.
Always had a fascination with that era.
Well, you wear it well.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And real quick, I'll go back up to this. Becky said the girl is Giovanna.
Oh, Giovanna. I think, yeah, Giovanna came to see Dan and see 100 Monkeys play.
Right.
And I met her and we hung out for a couple of days. She's a sweetheart. I think she's in Boston.
She and Becky are friends, and so apparently when she got back, she told Becky she had to listen to you, and Becky always passes the good music on to me. So she,
nice.
Within hours, said, "You got to hear this guy." So.
Oh, thank you, Becky. Yeah, we were hanging out over at my place. I have a little studio here with a piano and just playing songs and just doing our thing. It was fun. It's really good to meet her.
So when might we see you trying to tour? Anytime? I mean, are you going to just kind of wait? Can you go ahead and sort of independently book some music?
I mean, with an act like mine, you kind of have to have money to back a tour. I mean, you really have to have money to back any kind of tour, but my kind of act, I think you need a little bit more because I want to have a really great band and, like, a horn section. And and as a solo act, it's like you don't have five dudes in the band helping out. You know, the band is hired guns. So I personally think I need some solid label backing, and looks like we're probably going to get it soon here because we're about halfway done with the record, and it's sounding great. We should be done in a couple months with the whole thing, and hopefully have our first major release by summertime. So if we get on the radio and catch some fire, then hopefully by summer.
So what can we do to help move this along? Just keep telling everybody we know.
Just spread the word, you know.
Okay.
I mean, so much of this project has happened so organically. I mean, really all of it's happened organically. The breaks that we've gotten so far, the people that have come out of the woodwork to be involved that just really fit right into the puzzle of this whole project. It's all been real, you know. And
mm-hmm.
If you guys feel like passing it on to your friends, do it. Because you like it, you know, and I hope you like it. Just tell people about it and post the links on your website if you want to the free downloads. And, you know, be my friend on MySpace. You know, help me bump those numbers up. It'd be fantastic.
Okay, will do.
If you have already friended him on Facebook, definitely go to your MySpace. That's where the producers are going to go look, is at MySpace. So make sure that you spread the word, post that link on your MySpace pages, and we'll try to get as many people doing that as possible. We've been able to spread the word so far, so we'll just...
Well, you ladies are such sweethearts, and you've always been so nice to me, and I really appreciate you having me on and helping give a little exposure. It's really great.
Well, sure. It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure.
No problem. And actually, I do want to welcome everybody who's coming into the chat room a little late. Just so you know, we're listening to Alex Boyd live. He is an amazing singer. We just played two songs from him. The opening was Light Up Tonight, and the second one was One Day at a Time. So if you came in right at the end of that, that's who we're listening to. He is an absolute sweetheart, and we're trying to get information out about his music. You can go listen to more music on his MySpace page and his Facebook page, but particularly friend him on MySpace, and that is myspace.com/AlexBoydMusic, and his last name is spelled B-O-Y-D, but it's all one word, Alex Boyd Music.
Yay!
Yay!
Go
Twitter about it, Facebook it, MySpace it. You know, do you have a street team, Alex?
Well, I wouldn't say I have a formal street team, but these guys that I mentioned, these photographers that are you know, helping me do some imaging and whatnot. That's about the closest thing that I have to a street team, because we're really just preparing the material that an ultimate street team would be using. So we don't yet, but if anybody wants to jump on it, let me know.
Okay.
Do you have a Twitter? We've got a lot of people asking, do you have a Twitter? And what is the name of your...
I think it's Alex Boyd World. I think is what it is.
Okay. I'm trying to post all this stuff.
Welcome to my world. I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting over a little bit of a cough, so some coughing, that's why.
Okay. I do have here... There's another question here that somebody had asked, and I didn't ask it before. We read in your bio that you acted on Broadway. What were you in?
Yeah, it was an interesting experience. I was cast in Adventures of Tom Sawyer. Gosh, I can't even remember the name of the character. It wasn't a huge part, maybe like somewhere in the middle there. There are no small parts. There are only small actors, right?
Mm-hmm,
anyway.
Indeed.
Anyway, so I workshopped it and lived in New York for, like, you know, solid month or so preparing the show, incidentally, with a friend of mine who was one of the stars whom I worked with in Maryland when I was living in Virginia. I did a production called Oliver at Toby's Dinner Theater, and Marshall Paylette was the name of the kid that played Oliver, and I played Arthur Dodger. So we became really close, and you know, years later he ended up going to doing Broadway. He was on in Les Miserables, and this one, Adventures of Tom Sawyer. I haven't spoken to him in years, so I don't know what he's doing now. But anyway, he and I were both in that, we went through the workshopping process, and they went to open the show, and I guess their budget was short, and they cut some characters, and my character was one of them. So I didn't actually make it onto the Minskoff stage. However, it ended up being one of those, you know, blessings in disguise, because I would have had to move to New York, which, as you know, is wildly expensive, and totally transform my life there and pay for it with the money they'd be paying me in the show. The show only opened for 2 weeks before it went under. So if I had moved up there and signed a one-year lease on an apartment or something like that, which was supposed to be paid for by the show, you know, that would have been a rough situation. So it's one of those just lucky things that happen that seems like a bad thing, but ended up being the best thing for me.
We have another question, wondering if you're going to be coming back to the East Coast anytime.
I really would like to. You know, I'd like for it to be because I'm on tour, and I think that will probably be the case. But I definitely want to come back to McLean. I grew up in McLean, Virginia, and I have some friends back there I'd really like to see. It's been, I don't know, maybe 3 years since I've been back. Last time I was there, I was on my way back from Paris. I went and spent a couple weeks in Paris with the girl I was dating at the time, and stopped by Washington, D.C. on the way back.
Yeah, I love Virginia. It's been a long time since I've been up there. But I think Virginia probably has the best weather of anybody, because y'all get the – well, y'all, you don't live there anymore, but you get the snow in the wintertime, but you also get the beautiful summers in the summertime.
We definitely get a full turn of the seasons, that's for sure.
Right, and the leaves are gorgeous in the fall. Virginia, I think, is probably just about the best place to live. You get all four seasons for sure.
Yeah, I had terrible allergies growing up, so, you know, the pollen content there is really high during the summertime and during spring and whatnot, so I had a really hard time living there during that part of the seasons. But I certainly love the snow, and that's kind of why I played ice hockey, is because, you know, when I went out to play football or soccer or baseball with the guys, I wouldn't last more than an inning, because one turn around the bases and I'm already covered with hives from all the pollen. So I had to play hockey, and I certainly enjoyed it. It was a great sport.
Well, good. That's hockey. Go right ahead. Not so much for me.
Right.
Not so crazy about hockey.
I think I played because because it was a great way to get your aggression out. You know, as an angsty little teenage kid, like.
That's true.
You know, but when you get a handle on your skates and you really know what to do with them, you can fly like a bird. It's great.
Yeah, I guess. I can.
I like Boyd Badass again. I'm telling you.
I don't fight all that much. Come on.
Well, I know.
You fall in the shower. How graceful can you be on skates?
Right. Exactly.
Bent there.
Exactly. I still have a bruise on my forearm from it.
You're going to post it on Facebook. You know I'm going to bring it up.
Totally. No, I'm in the shower and totally just slipped, like, from full standing position. Like,
yeah.
If you can imagine somebody, like, for instance, on ice skates, you know, when you get flattened out, like, while you're in the air, that's totally mm-hmm. what happened to me in the shower the other night.
That's such a terrifying experience, too, because you know there's nothing you can do. And
no.
I've had that happen to me, and I'm like, oh, my God, somebody is going to find me dead and bleeding naked in the bathroom.
That was the scariest part, looking back on it.
Right.
I was like, wow, like, I lived, so it's no big deal, but I didn't have to. Like, I could have hit my head on marble, and then this whole music thing would have been done.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually gone through my head as I'm falling in the shower. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. I crack my head open, and somebody's going to find me naked in the bathroom.
How embarrassing.
I know.
Well, like Alex, grateful. You have been with us for so long, and you've been so gracious to stay with us for 45 minutes, much
no,
more
no,
than we ever
pleasure.
Anticipated. But you've been cooking your dinner, and we need to let you go eat your dinner. But really quickly.
Hey, everybody. This is Alex Boyd, just chatting with these lovely ladies at the VRO. Make sure to come back and listen.
You know, make sure that the word gets out there. So just keep us updated because we'll make sure to get the word out to everybody we know.
Awesome. Thank you so much, girls. This is so much fun.
Glad you. It wasn't too bad for your first time, was it?
No.
Told you we'd be different. You are welcome back anytime. Just you give us a call. You know how to get in touch with us. Just get an email, do whatever you have to do and say, you know, I need to promote this, that, or the other. Can I come back on? And the answer will always be yes.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you so much. It really was a great pleasure, and I'm looking forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Brothers had a daughter, and mother's working overtime, and father keeps the house in order now. I've been treading water, and I've been trying to clear my mind, thinking about all I'm living without and leaving behind. But I won't lie, myself again, I found a new way. And I won't run away, cause I've seen the younger generation, the roles are rearranging, but the play remains the same. In the autumn, I heard the children sing, and suddenly I'm seeing clearly as day. Could it be I'm the one they dream to be? And with all my possibilities, I got a reason to be everything and more. Thank you. brothers had a daughter, and mother's working overtime, and father keeps the house in order now. I've been treading water, yeah, I've been trying to clear my mind, thinking about all I'm living without and leaving behind, but I won't lie.